I think that I think that touches on a pretty common misconception that like a safe space is an intellectually pure space, right? And there are spaces that are ideologically pure, right? I don't break down the door of the young Democrats on Chicago and start arguing about importance of like tax cuts for the rich. Like that doesn't happen, right? These aren't those types of spaces, right? There's a difference between disagreeing what I'm saying or the content of my argument, or disagreeing with my existence, my right to be, right? My right to exist, my right to be free, my right to be your own equal, right? I have spent most of my life educating people about racism while not even being a racial studies major. I have engaged with people I don't agree with, I've engaged with ideas I don't agree with, and it is in fact quite frankly kind of silly to think that people who have experienced life, which is what we're talking about. I think that's the issue that also happens, we conflate these coddled students with students who've experienced oppression, who've experienced marginalization. If you ask them, you know, have you ever thought of the opposite argument or talk to people who disagree with, I think that most of them would laugh you in your face because of course they have.